to the guests who are here in the department. I believe I've given everyone enough time to get coffee and tea, to enjoy their taxpayer money, so that we can't be a true galoon. Honorable members, in front of us there's an agenda. Before we start the meeting, we have to adopt the agenda first.
Chair, I move the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Moss. Any seconder? Honorable Mshwana, thank you so much. In front of us, is the agreement of the last portfolio meetings that we had. We actually have the minister here today who has honored our invitation, and I hope Mr. Honorable van der Berg will be happy. He's been asking where the minister is. He's here today. He wanted him to be visible in the portfolio committee meeting, so he's visible today. One of the issues that is one of those issues. I didn't do the introductions, forgive me. Okay, my name is Thandile Sunduza. I think people now are preferring to call me Babalo. I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee. You've got Honorable Story, Morota Story, who's a member of this committee. You have Honorable Mushwana, who's a member of this committee. Honorable Namita Shulugana. We have Honorable Moss, Honorable Msweli, Honorable Mabunda, Honorable van der Berg, Honorable van Skalkensweg. And then, is there any other member that I've left out? What happened to one of the... I suspect that he had to see me. Yo, I told you. He got lost in Parliament after being here for so many years. Maolo, how did you get? Unja, I got. Ula, check out the Parliament. You wouldn't know. How? Don't you know how to Parliament? Thank you, Honorable Chikala, for joining us. Next to me, we have the committee secretary. It's Johnny van der Westhuizen. Next to me, on my right, it's Advocate Anthea Gordon, who is a parliamentary advisor. Okay. Then we have a committee assistant today, Ubuhle and Yandis. They were sitting somewhere in the back. Ubuhle and Yandis. Okay. If you need anything, go to those two ladies. I know they are beautiful. Just do want work. Don't want anything else. Those are our parliament, please. And Shengani is not here. We have a committee reception. Oh, is here. Oh, Shengani with our committee researcher. We've got Mr. Gagai from the OISD. Where is he? Woman, I'm not sure. Oh, no, okay. And then, please raise your hands from the OSD. Okay. What for Kate Koto, is she resigned? I haven't seen her in a long time. And we have our translators from the language unit of parliament, Papo Wasabedi. Okay. I don't know whether it's Mr. and Mrs., so that's why I'm just saying they didn't indicate. Unchane, what's one? Okay. Okay, that. Kule, Sesotho. Okay. Mokwena. Sign language. Okay. Sithole, isiZulu. Sawubona baba. Mahlangu. Ndebele, sawubona baba.
Locha.
Then Onalu Mohape Suswati. We have Mafumari, Shitonga, Upi, where is it? Okay. Upshade. And then you have Betelsman, Afrikaans, Varazi. Oh, okay. Likeke, Chivenda, Macharul. And Omba is a cause. All of it. Minister, we just want to say to you, the language service has been very helpful since we started the bill. They've been here on daily basis. They've been here even when we don't need them. They've been here as long as they say that we are speaking about their language. So they've made it easier for the portfolio committee to speak their language, especially when they are angry. Like one honorable member, one mentioned here, when she gets angry, she just speaks Afrikaans, the old English goes away. And so they've been very helpful, and we really appreciate it a lot. Who is now? You are not here again.
Snell chairperson.
Yes, why are you always not here? Okay, thank you. Apologies. I've got one apology in front of me. It's two actually. It's Honorable Farai, who's gone with the oversight, gone on oversight with the PC on tourism. Then you've got the Deputy Minister, Dr. Joe Pasha, who's attending an agent meeting in Johannesburg. Now let's go to the business of the day. The minister will be, as I said, will be giving us our latest developments on Pantsal. As we know that we had our challenges in Pantsal, and there's a report in front of you, honourable members. Anyway, it's a sort of a response from a Professor Sarah Ngubane, who was also accusing me that the portfolio committee I had an attitude already. I don't know, I wish he was here so that he can be able to explain it, that I had an attitude before they start. I don't know how would I have an attitude when I don't even know them. The minister has honored our invitation. What has happened, he will explain it. But what I want to say, minister, this portfolio committee had long agreed that the board must be dissolved and agreed that it must be investigation at Pantsal. Why in the opposite, did you? It's a long standing resolution of the committee that the board must be dissolved and Pantsal is not prepared. We have called them in the portfolio committee to come and raise their issues many times. We even had a kangaroo court that I had so that people can raise their views. When Professor Sawungabane said, there are no problems here. So we had agreed, actually when we are coming today, you will report, but I believe we are all going to endorse that the board must be dissolved, because now they are coming with a technicality that says parliament, when it's convenient to them, they say that they report to parliament. When they report, it's convenient to them, they say they report to the minister because of the treasury regulations. So they report to parliament, we had agreed that they must go long time ago. And minister and DG, we are still standing on the portfolio committee decision and the budget vote decision that no money must go to Pantsal. Fortunately, the CEO is there, someone above him goes, I don't know, maybe you are also going to respond because you are choosing me. I'm the one who even said you must go and work your things out and cleanse with cows and bulls the African way, because it seems there's a big demon in that Pantsal out of us. So, minister, I'll give over to you, then you can bring the portfolio committee. I believe, members, you have this report in front of you. Uka Kain and the team, you have this. I think Kain Unayo is always having some checkers so that we can come and take mine, gentlemen, it's fine. So, minister. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think
by the way, you can speak Xitsonga, they are translators.
Oh, Abshe. Mifuke. Chairperson, once more, let me also apologize that I will have to leave a bit earlier. We have a joint cabinet committee this morning, but I thought let me start here, give a brief report, let's discuss it then. I will then move over to Dane Hayes. Yeah. Is that the right pronunciation? Dane Hayes. Yeah. The portfolio committee will recall that in November last year, the DG appointed the service provider to conduct a review and investigation into the functioning of Pantsal. in order to assess the effectiveness of the board and management. This investigation was conducted and concluded, and the report was forwarded to the minister. Basically, Chairperson, the report concludes, amongst others, that the Board of PenSouth has materially failed to meet its mandate, and that there are serious and deep-rooted problems in relation to the functioning of the Board of PenSouth and the organization itself. In this regard, the following an analysis of the extent to which the Board of PenSouth has met its strategic objective and mandate, the report makes the following findings. PenSouth has materially failed to meet its mandate. It has been unable to translate its mandate into a meaningful and clearly aligned set of strategic objectives and performance activities. Moreover, not only is there a resultant lack of clarity as to how performance activities relate to the mandate, but performance in respect of the strategic objectives have been set and which are difficult to align to the mandate has been suboptimal. By way of conclusion, a summary of the board's delivery based on the above information sourced from the 2010-11 annual report inference to its mandate is captured in the table that follows. A similar inference is drawn in terms of the percentage to which the mandate has been met based on this information and the assumption. It is thus submitted that although the board has undertaken a range of activities, it has failed to substantially meet its mandate in a meaningful way. It should also be noted that the vast majority of those interviewed confirmed that the board was unable to substantively meet its mandate. It should, however, be noted that the chairperson of the board, Professor Ngubane, had a contrary view, which was that, in his opinion, core activities were being carried out and that the provinces were performing and operating and carrying out their functions. Furthermore, with regard to the functioning of the Board of PenSouth, the report makes the following findings, that it is clear that in relation to the function of the Board of PenSouth and the organization itself, there are serious and deep-rooted problems. The clear view of the executives interviewed was that the board was weak and not playing its oversight role. There were also serious reflections made on the commitment of the board as well as its functioning. The investigators also did note that the chair of the portfolio committee, as you just said, did indicate that in fact this board is dysfunctional and in fact should be disbanded. It is not necessary to repeat some of the observation of the committee, but just to say that of grave concern was that despite repeated requests for the minutes of the board meetings for the last 2 years, including the Audit and Risk Committee, no minutes have been supplied at all. So the investigators could not get these documents. It is therefore impossible under such circumstances to evaluate true performance of the board, and one can only draw an adverse inference from the fact that the minutes of the board meetings have not been supplied despite repeated requests. Suffice to say that while there are major problems in relation to operation and function of the board, as well as relations with the staff and the portfolio committee, the critical area of failure in relation to exercising its responsibility is that it has allowed a situation to develop in which PenSouth as an organization is unable to fulfill its core functions. The other key area in which the board appears to have entirely neglected its responsibility is in relation to the evaluation of its own performance, as well as the evaluation of the performance of senior executives. In addition, it is clear that the board has been unable to effectively address this issue due to the fact that it only meets 4 times a year, and on those occasions it seems to be constantly firefighting. We are unable to see what step the board has taken in relation to executive management and addressing the issue of low morale and motivation of staff, as the minutes have not been made available to us for analysis. That was the conclusion of the investigators. In the light of the pivotal role of PENSALP, I think I don't have to overemphasize this. Members have also said that this is a very important institution. I then considered exercising my powers in terms of Section 5A of the PENSALP Act 59 of 1995 to dissolve the board of PENSALP. I did, however, write to the chairperson of the board to indicate this, and indicated that they, within 7 days, they should revert back to me to say why I shouldn't make a decision of that nature. They have subsequently responded, and that response is available and will be made available to the committee. But in brief, their response is that they should not be dissolved. That in fact, because their term ends in October, the minister should allow them to complete their term. So they have written a letter and requested a meeting with me to, and basically they differ with some of the conclusions of the investigators. You'll see when you see their report that they are disputing some of these issues, and that's where we are. But I have written a letter to them saying I've made this decision, and I will look at their response. But my view is that we should still proceed. I did consider to whether to beef up the board prior to October, but I thought it's better that we start afresh. We have advertised, because in any case we needed to start advertising, so that we can fill the vacancies properly, completely new board that will be able to deal with the issues. In the meantime, I would then have to appoint an acting CEO, CEO come administrator, to deal with the period where we will not have a board. Such person will act in the place of the board and be able to come up with a turnaround strategy to sort out also issues of management. Because there are issues that are raised in the report. Members will see that if you go into the report, there are issues of management that needs attention. With respect to the role of the CEO, the acting CEO, etc. Those issues will need to be attended. So that's where we are, Chairperson. Basically, that's the conclusion. There is a full report that the DG will make available to the committee. But its conclusion, basically, is that we have a dysfunctional institution, and therefore to continue to have it does not assist us, because the core activities are not being performed at all. In fact, you will see when you read the report that even some of the bulk of the budget is really spent in litigation.
Yes.
And so on, instead of really spent on key activities. Let me leave it there for now. If there are any additions, DG, you'll add. But we have our team to clarify if there is any. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister. I think one of the issues that you left out is that the former acting CEO, Chris, refused to meet the investigator, if I'm correct. Yeah, but that's what they... So that means, why do you refuse investigation? because one of the issues when Pansal was here, they said, no, you don't, we don't mind, we can be investigated. But now when the investigation is instituted, they are refusing. But Minister, one of the issues that you've raised more than the what we've raised, because as Parliament as well, through the Office of the Speaker, we have said that they must not appoint the CEO because they are that. You could see that they wanted a specific candidate. It did not meet the requirements of what Pansal must provide. They defied us, they went ahead. On the other issue that I want to raise is that one of the board members resigned, Pinky Sobhuzubahle. She was very clear to me in the letter that she stated that she is resigning on the basis that the board is just refusing or is not doing what Parliament has mandated them to do. We as Parliament, we mandated them, if you remember, we gave them mandate, and they refused to do that. She resigned for integrity, and she even stated that she will never fail the people of South Africa. That board is long dysfunctional. And partly, Minister, I think on what Peter Harris investigated, I think you must start investigating with the chairperson, Usuhau Ngubeni, because I understand he had some corrupt activities as well with the former CEO that was expelled. There are many issues that are happening there. So I think those are some of the things that we're not saying in the portfolio committees, trying to be human. Apparently, he's been abusing cars and all that. The reason that they don't want to go, they want to Morse and Afrikaans dot October. So Abangi, they must just go, because people who say don't disband us, they've got a plan to just leave things worse than they before. But let it not come from me. Honourable members, there's a report from the minister. I know you are all interested on this one. Honourable van der Berg, Honourable van Skalkwyk, Honourable Moshoana. Yo. Okay, all members of the portfolio committee, starting from the back. Honourable van der Berg.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Minister and the DG. It's nice to see you, Minister. I know you're very busy, and when I ask to see you, it's not don't take it personally. You know, I know you are busy with Wednesday mornings, always cabinet mornings, and so on. Voorzitter, ek wil net 'n paar gedagtes net met die minister uitklaar. Ek het die minister miskien net nog gaan, so ek dink dis belangrik.
I know translators, you are only good for the languages. That's help us even on this one. Okay, thank you. Okay, can you speak Afrikaans, continue?
Yeah, and Minister, I also want to thank the Ministry of Arts and Culture to have this wonderful thing of the translators in this committee. Of course, we're working with language and everything.
No, not the Minister.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. Goed, kom ons kom by die belangrike sake. Ek dink in algeheel stem die komitee saam met hom van die DEA se kant af, stem ons heeltemal saam dat die pansertifikaatse taalraad is dus funksioneel. Ek wil net baie seker maak nou met die minister net 'n paar punte hier uitlig. In hierdie stadium, ons gaan vandag hierdie die gebruik van sertifikaatse tale wetgewing gaan ons nou toe in sy geheel goedkeur. En dis 'n baie belangrike ding wat die taalraad, die Pan-Afrikaanse taalraad in die toekoms moet doen, ook in die uitvoering, om uitvoering te gee aan hierdie nuwe wet, sodat alles klop disselboom verloop. So dis baie belangrik, en ek dink dis ook 'n baie sterk strategiese moment wat u hierdie raad onbenoulik net seker maak. Is dit bloot net die raad wat ontbind word, of het ek het verkeerd verstaan, of die ander personeel van die Pan-Afrikaanse taalraad wat in die provinsies ontplooi word, hoe gaan hulle geraak word? En dan wil ek ook net by die minister seker maak, die ondersoek wat nou deur meneer Harris hulle gedoen is, het daarop gedui dat die raad van Pansal, dat hulle disfunksioneel is. Maar beteken dit ook, of as een mens die raad gaan vervang, beteken dit dat die personeel wat nou tot die beskikking is in provinsies en dies meer, gaan ons as parlement verseker wees dat dinge reggestel sal word? Want dit help nie, jy vervang die raad en die personeel wat daar werk gaan maar net bloot rustig voort op hulle ou manier nie. Ek dink dis 'n baie belangrike punt, juis omdat hulle in die toekoms sulke belangrike sake rakende hierdie nuwe taalwet moet hanteer. Want ek dink dit skep ook die geleentheid ook vir u minister om dinge nou soort van reg te ruk, sodat ons met 'n nuwe skoon lei die toekoms kan ingaan wat die Suid-Afrikaanse plan is die raad aan betref, want omdat ons almal weet wat 'n belangrike taak dit gaan wees wat hulle gaan vervul. Ons het nou hard gewerk om hierdie Use of the South African Languages Bill om dit nou reg te kry, om dit slaggereed te maak. Maar die uitvoering van hierdie wet gaan van uiterste belang wees. En soos ons almal weet, minister, ek hoef dit sekerlik nie vir u te sê nie, Transnet gaan daar 'n baie belangrike rol speel. Dankie, voorsitter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. I just want to clarify a few points. We'll get clarity on a few points. We've now, we agree as the committee and also from the DA, we do agree with the finding that the Transnet board has been dysfunctional, and there are just a few questions that relate to that. Today we are approving here the use of the SA Languages Bill, and it is clear that HANSOP will play a very important role in the implementation of this act once it is passed. So it's a strategic moment for you to have disbanded the HANSOP board. Now the question I have is, how will this affect the human resources and the staff of HANSOP in the provinces, this disbandment of the council? Does this also mean, or does this mean that the staff in the provinces will continue as before, or will there be any consequences for them? How will they be affected by this? And I believe that this disbandment also gives you, Mr. Minister, the opportunity to clean the slate so that we can really start on the new page with PANSOP, which has not been functional in the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Hans-Gabe.
Baie dankie, voorsitter, en mag ek net my stem voeg by my kollega. Baie dankie vir die geleentheid om my uit te druk in die taal waarin ek die beste dit kan doen. Baie dankie aan u. Minister, net vir duidelikheidshalwe, dit is nie die raad wat ontbind word. Dit is nie die instelling as soks nie. Dit is my eerste vraag. En dan tweedens, sal die praat van die adverteer van poste en so aan. Ek wil net weet of daar huidige raadslede is, soos die een waarna die poster verwys het, die dame wat as gevolg van integriteitsredes bedank het en so aan, sal bestaande raadslede toegelaat word om heraansoek te doen. Baie dankie.
Dank u, Honorable Ntaphane.
Thank you, Honorable Sir.
Sorry for interrupting you, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, I just want to add my voice of thanks to my colleagues that I'm able to use my own language here to express myself. Thank you very much for that. And I also just want to get some clarity now whether it's only the council that has been disbanded, but not the institution HANSOP itself. And my second question is, you have told us that you have advertised these posts. Now, my question is whether the current members of the now disbanded board, if they will be eligible to reapply for posts on the newly constituted council then, as for instance the member that the Honourable Chairperson referred to who had resigned for reasons of integrity. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I'll first align myself with my colleague, Honourable Fadapar, in thanking the Minister to be here. We really appreciate when you are amongst us, because you always have a sober mind when dealing with issues. Coming to the issue before us, it has been a long time as a committee we felt that this board has to be dissolved. The minister has taken an effort of appointing an investigation team to commission the investigation, it also came to the same conclusion that this board must be dissolved. Now the question I'm having, this board said operating in June 2008, and now this is June 2012, and its term ends in October this year. That is 3 months to go. My question now is, if they say the board must be dissolved, what do they can do as a turnaround in these 3 next months? What difference will it make really? So I am of the opinion really that it really has to be dissolved. As the chairperson has said, they have already caused a lot of damage. Maybe they want to finish now what is left. So really, I feel it really needs to be dissolved. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Honorable go this way.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have all these documents in front of me. I think I am satisfied about what the minister has decided to do. I don't see PENSAP coming out of this mess within these few months, as the previous speaker has already said. There cannot be a turnaround strategy within a short space of time. Firstly, for the fact that they failed to produce their minutes, it made it very difficult for the commission, I think, to see exactly what transpired during their term of office. And as this committee, I think we know that you know, an exorbitant amount of money has been spent on court cases, which is the money that is supposed to be accounted for, and we don't have any accountability on that from the PENSAP. And we have a responsibility, as one of the speakers already has alluded to, the fact that we are going to have the bill passed very soon. My question would be then, now that we have this bill, the minister has told us that he had appointed an acting CEO, also a CEO that would deal with administrative issues. I just wanted to know how long does the process of advertising and appointing going to take the minister? Thank you.
Minister wa hina na mina na swimbirhi swinharhu leswi lavaka ku swi tatisaka eka vuxaka bya hina na vutshuleri ra tindzimi. Vanhu lava nga tsandzeka ku yisa mahlweni vurhumiwa bya vona a ni swi voni kahle ku hi nga va hi va vekela yini. Xa vumbirhi, vanhu lava nga na tinkingha leti nga na timintsu a ni swi tivi ku ti ta tsuvula hi mani, because report ya vona yi hlamusela kahle ku va na tinkingha leti nga na timintsu. A va tswanani, a va tirheki kahlekahle, va tsandzeka na ku tirheka, va tsandzeka na ku hlangana vona hi voxe, a swi nga hi yisi mahlweni tanihi tiko ku tshama na vona. Na ku loko vanhu va nga koti ku tirha va tlhela va ri hava vuxaka, va va na nkingha wa ku tlula mpimo vanhu lava va phanisaka. Xo hetelela, munhu un'wana na un'wana u fanele a kota ku tshama hansi a ti vona ku ri ni tirha kanjhani, the evaluation challenge. A va swi koti na ku ti vona va tikamba va swi vona ku mina ni tirhe ku fika laha, lero kahle kahle a va hisi helo swi nga va kahle ku va wisisa na ke.
Thank you Honorable Chairperson. I have just a few words to highlight also, and this concerns the people from PENSAP. We have just indicated that they are failing. They indicate that they have deep-rooted problems that they cannot even solve on their own. They cannot even meet as a committee. I'm talking about the Pencil committee. And also, would also like to highlight the fact that when they cannot meet to solve their own problems, it is difficult for them to work as one team, so that we cannot rely on the way they are operating. And in conclusion, let me just also say that the fact that they cannot evaluate, they cannot give a self introspection in terms of the way they operate, it is difficult for us to also trust the way in which they operate. And also, I also recommend that they should also be removed, because they are taking us nowhere. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is very short because much has been said about the Pencil. I just want to say we re-endorse what the Minister is his resolution of dissolving the Pencil. He is exercising his powers in terms of Section 5A of the South African Language Board Act of 59, Act 59 of 1955. Chairperson, I remember when we did the budget vote, we did it even without seeing their straight plan. We never had their minutes. There was, ever since I came to this committee, the documentation or whatever was given to us here was just a lot of court cases. And also I want to say to the chairperson seems to say that the chairperson of the board seems to emphasize that there are serious reservations with the chairperson, or the chairperson of the portfolio committee is not working well with them. I just want to re-emphasize that when the chairperson is in the committee, it's not only the chairperson is representing a portfolio committee. So what the chairperson, what he's saying, the chairperson has got an attitude, and then we deal with the hearsay, his communication between the chair and the staff is not correct. I just want to re-emphasize that the minister has taken a very good step and we support it. And the chairperson is here because of the portfolio committee. Thank you very much.
First of all, thank you for the geleentheid. I think God said it all oor en oor gesê, baie dankie for the geleentheid. Ons het al, ek wil net secondeer wat my collega gesê het. Ek wil nie hee, ons moet lang op debatteer op die aangeleendheid nie, want dit is lang oorskrewe. En soos ons hier sit, as ons klaar is met Pencil, sy report om de minister, en ons gaan deel met die wetgeving, wat ook belangrijk is in lijn loop met hierdie organisatie. Maar ik wil ook voor die minister een gedachte laten houden dat ons kan met die boord vandaag deel, maar daar is ook dieper dingen in die organisatie. En daar die dieper dingen is die mensen wat die implementeerders is. Die boord is die implementeerder, hy speel een oorhoofse rol, maar die implementeerders begin van die CEO af en ondertoe. En speciaal as het kom by jou CFO. En nie, as jy kyk in die report en gelde wat uitbetaal is vir traveling en so meer, dan sê jy vir jouself, is die blyende mense wat daar in daar die organisatie is productief en eerlik en openbaarlik en rechtig respect die mense van Suid-Afrika rondom tale. of die organisatie. Ik heb voorheen gedacht bij mijzelf, moet ons niet ontslaan van die kokorotjes? Of kokorotten. Because die poort gaan, maar die kokorotten gaan achterblijven. Zo, die persoon, wat misschien aan gaan geweest wordt, voor die CEO, of die ex-CEO, moet gaan kijken naar die organigram van die organisatie. En wie is daar die kokorotte? En restarten die organisatie. Ik denk, dit is voor mij bij je belangrijk. Want je gaat ontslaan raken van die boot, maar die mensen wat achterblijven. Is net zo schuldig aan deze organisatie wat zo achteruit gebroeid. Baie dankie. Maar ik support wat die vorige collega gezegd heeft. Van jouw report, minister, in jouw recommendatie.
Wat is die kokoraatje? I would just like to confirm what my colleague says, and also thank for the minister for the opportunity to speak to him. I don't think we need to have a long debate about this. This disbandment of the board is long overdue, and we later today we're also going to deal with legislation which also has to do with the line function of this board we are now disbanding. But I would just want to get some clarity and tell the minister we can deal with the board now, but I think there are more profound and more deep-rooted problems with this organization. They affect not only the board, but those people in the organization who are supposed to implement the policies. And I think there's a huge problem there, starting from the chief executive officer and also covering the CFO, the chief financial officer. If we look at their expenses for the travel expenses, etc. And we have to ask ourselves, how active have these people been and how honest have they been? Do they respect the people of South Africa in relation to their language rights? And I believe we have to get rid of the culprits or the cockroaches, as it was termed. And I think the acting CEO will have to closely investigate the organogram of this organization and restructure it, and he has to get rid of those people who are just as guilty as the current board are. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a clan. Gongosh. Good day, let's go in there, local. Sekuqela ukuba kwenzeke. Sekwenzekileke. Ngakho ke siyakwemukela ngezandla zimhlophe. Baba mhlonishwa ngqongqoshe. Sesenelisiwe ile bhodi. IsiZulu sithi ongapheli kuyahlola. Sesiphelileke isikhathi akuzohlola. Ngiyabonga.
I thank you, Chairperson. This has been, you know, a long problem with the board. Now, isiZulu language says there is nothing that doesn't come to an end. I thank you.
Chairperson, I just want to emphasize one thing. Much has been said by my colleagues, and also the minister has indicated the reasons why FENSAP should be dissolved. I'm just reminding myself, maybe others will also, you know, join us. FENSAP is a constitutional institution whereby it's only members that are being appointed by the minister in terms of the legislation. So if there is anything related to the mandate given to those individuals who have been appointed by the minister and things are not going well, the rightful person again to dissolve and to discharge those people is the one who has appointed them. Despite the fact that for the contract or for how long are they still likely to work any longer. So it is just but a reminder to myself. I wonder if the Constitution will cover that. So it was just that emphasis. Individuals who are prepared not to fail the people of South Africa, they are the ones who are supposed to be appointed by the minister again. In the space of those who are not prepared. Thank you, Chair.
Sabonga, sir. Okokala and ask akuhle amanye amalungu we committee njengoba sethethe ophela. Kodwa into endiyiqaphele yinto yokuba ikuninzi labo ifayingabo bonke banokuthi siyalamkela eli nyathelo lithathwa nguminister. Andazi ke xa bethi siyayamkela noba badibanisa namna, kodwa ke manditsho ukuba ndizawuthetha into eyohlukileyo noko. Ukuba ngaba iyapheliswa le board ngqongqoshe, zikhona izinto ozijongileyo, izinto ezifana noba ube ne-provision kuba kaloku uba kupheliswa le board la matshepho ayithandi khoti. Andisho uba thina kasiyithande khophi, into enayo sendixela nje lokuthi nokayakholwa yikhoti, ingaba kukhona indawana ozibekileyo ukwenzela ukugada loo nto, ukwenzela uba i-department ingabetheki? Ngaphandle koko kandizothetha into ezininzi, ndifuna ukuyitsho into yokuba well done, usebenze kakuhle okwangoku kulo mba. Siqela ungavumelani ngezinye izinto kodwa ngoku siyavumelana nyhani. Enkosi.
Thanks, Chair. Firstly, I do not know what other members have said a lot here in front of us. Allow me to say, I suppose to admit what the minister has said so far, but nevertheless I will say something different from what the minister has said. Let us consider if these boards services are being terminated. We need to bear in mind that these gentlemen that are in the board and all of them are people who at times prefers to run at courts. We should also before prevent that and know what actions we are going to take in the way forward. Allow me to say that as all has been said so far, I must admit that today has been a day when things have been said which I would wholeheartedly agree. So to say, I agree with whatever has been taken so far, but in the way forward, we should do the proper prevention. And I am also of the opinion, as said prior by other members, that the time has arrived and it would be proper. The board members do deserve that their services be terminated. One cannot say anything different from that. I thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Master. Thank you, Minister. I know you want to leave, but before you leave, can you kindly respond, please?
firstly, let me clarify that the board has not been dissolved yet. What I have said to them in my letter was that I'm considering that, and gave them 7 days to say to me why I shouldn't do it. They have subsequently responded, and I think the letter has circulated, and they've asked for a meeting. I'm meeting them Friday. Maybe just to start with the last question, that are we legally sound in what we're doing? I think the first thing I'll say, because it's not an arbitrary decision, there has been a due process. There's proper investigation, there are reports. I would have been worried if we just woke up and dissolved them. But I think because we went through a process, I think if we are taken to court, we should be able to be able to defend our decision, because it was taken with proper consideration. So that's the first point. With respect to what the minister is considering to do is to dissolve the board, not the institution. So PENSALP as an institution remains. The provinces remain. Now, of course, members are correct to say, fine, you dissolve the board. If there are deep-rooted problems within the institution, what's going to happen? Because as soon as we pass the South African Languages Bill, this is one of the institutions that is critical. And that's why I was saying that immediately the board is dissolved, we will appoint an acting CEO who will then act in the space of a board and do a turnaround strategy for the institution, because the institution needs to be cleaned. All the weaknesses that are shown, that person must then come up with a turnaround strategy to clean the place whilst we are advertising for a new board, because that process might take us another 3-4 months to get a proper board. In the absence of a board, normally the minister will, in fact, in terms of the act, the CEO will act as a board in that period. So there won't be a vacuum. And that CEO will then be responsible to look at all these issues. Are the provinces functioning? Look at the organogram. For instance, if you look at the report, you'll see that the CEO and the deputy CEO are at the same level of salary. Now, it's an anomaly in any organization. So even when the acting CEO stood down back to his post, but he still earned like the acting CEO. So you have two people in organization at the same salary, which doesn't make sense. So the acting CEO will need to clean all those things, look at the organization that spent a biggest chunk of his budget in legal battles, sort out all those things. So we won't have a vacuum. As soon as the board is dissolved, we will then appoint someone to come in and start working, so that the institution must continue to work. We must relook at staff morale, because what has effectively happened is that the board has virtually suspended operations in the past year or so. There's actually no work that has been done except legal cases in court. So that's what we will do. We'll make sure that there's no vacuum, things are done properly. So in terms of the legalities, I think it was important that they can't say that the minister woke up one day and say go away. In fact, if anything, the minister took too long to deal with this issue. I mean, the portfolio committee has been complaining since last year already, but we decided let's do it properly. Of course, there are those who refuse to be interviewed, like Swepu. They didn't want to be interviewed at all. But at least others have subjected themselves to the process. So, Chairperson, where we are, I want to thank members, because I think unanimously members are saying, Minister, don't retreat on this. So I'm meeting them Friday. So I don't want to come back next week and say, hey, a bank convinced Labantu. I think what the portfolio committee is saying, that you know what, you are right, meet with them, but stick to your intention to dissolve the board. Let's move forward. Of course, I think it's only fair to hear them out, because sometimes, you know, when people are appointed to boards, once they are dissolved, it's almost like it's about their integrity. So I need to meet with them and assure them that this is not personal. It's just that we have an institution that is dysfunctional, and we need this institution so much. I think PenSouth is one of our most important institutions, and we need to really get it to work. So I'm satisfied, Honorable Chair, that I think we have followed due process. The Act does allow the Minister to act in this way if there are these kind of problems. So we are within the law in what we are doing, and we will then need to meet with speed. As I said, we have already advertised, and there was a question whether people will be eligible. What we do normally with this process is that, yes, people will be eligible. They can also reapply, but there will be a panel that will then interview people and sift through. So if you have been on a board and you have not done well, I doubt that you will be recommended again. But I'm not going to say to anybody you can't apply or be nominated. But the panel will obviously assess, and if they think that you have a role to play going forward, they will recommend. So we are not going to say to them, don't reapply. But there will be a panel that will sift through the applications and recommend to the minister new names. And in terms of the Act, the minister may appoint no less than 11, no more than 15 members to constitute the board. I'm hoping that this can be done in the next 4 months or so. But in the meantime, the institution itself won't die, because the acting CEO will come in and start a turnaround strategy. I guess, Chairperson, I've dealt with many of the concerns raised, but just to thank the members for supporting that we do go this direction. And when I meet with them on Friday, we will listen to them. But, of course, I think what they will say to me is what they are saying in the letter already, which I think member says, and basically saying, we differ with you, we think we should stay. And I think unanimously the view here is that, no, let's move forward. Now let's have a proper PenSouth and be able to serve the people of our country properly. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Minister. I think before you leave, I just have to say this, because remember, also we in this committee, we have, as I've introduced our team, our legal team as well from Parliament, we agree with you, because you've got the power to appoint and also to also dissolve them, especially on reasonable grounds. I think from what you have, it's more than reasonable grounds, you know. But also to say that they must not come and play game here. It's not Parliament who can conduct the investigation. It's the Minister, you know, that can do that. Not we cannot. We cannot also just recommend to say this must happen. And I believe that in terms of Section 5.1b of the PenSouth Act, the CEO is also a member of the board. So if you dissolve the Zonke, they are pambis, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think I'll give you long to look quite a little bit. I'll talk about the young people in Zimbabwe. you know. But what I want to raise is that also, Minister, just from our observation as a committee, when we appoint a new board, let's not make a mistake to say that it must be filled with professors. I'm not undermining professors, but it seems they don't understand. They take it like an academic institution. That's what I could get from that board, that they think it's an academic institution. That's why they were fighting that one language is not represented in the board. Then that's where I could get who there's a problem here, you know. And some of the board members must have managerial experience and expertise, because the former acting CEO just fooled them with that. And I think those are some of the issues that also must be cleared, especially issues. How can an acting CEO and they earn the same salary? I mean, that's fraud at its best. And I want to further say, Gigi, because I know you'll be hearing this a lot, if there are people to be charged, they must be charged. You cannot investigate, have an investigation by Peter Harris, and then the outcomes, and then you are saying to South Africans, because we are going to release a statement after this, that you are not, people must be charged, Minister, if there is corruption. There is corruption anyway. Let me, you can investigate them from since then, all those what we've been getting. And board members themselves, even those ones who have run away, you know. And I think as the portfolio committee, we're happy. And Mr. Swepo was accusing us of saying that it's an ANC agenda to destroy him. I mean, this is a multi-party portfolio committee, and we don't focus. So it's one of the issues that I want to clarify here, that it's not about us. And I think even some of the staff members of Banzel will be happy, are happy with the decision as well, because that institution has been inhumane. If you have time, Minister, maybe we should get to some tapes of especially the meeting at E249, and you would understand how are people treated in that institution. How do you call police for your own people in interviews? I think you are aware about that, because that their police were arrested because some of the decisions that we have said is that they must work with unions. Not to say that they must listen to unions, but we must work with them. Nothing has been done. All the agreements, the portfolio committee, try to assist, you know. And one thing I say to you without fear in this portfolio committee, Minister, they are liars. I've got no other way to put it. I've never seen people who lie, old people who lie like that. Starting from the chairperson of the board, he lies as if he wants to invest. Maybe he's got a PhD of lying. I've never had such a thing in my life. And I say it without any apology in this portfolio committee. The chair and the deputy, they are worse, you know. And some of these board members, you can see it clearly, they don't understand what was happening. And I hope the DG's kitchen will be safe now from hiding people as well, because as I'm saying, the board members were hidden in the kitchen of the DG. So what they want to say, all that they are going to say in that Friday's meeting is just lies. We as a portfolio committee have endorsed this decision, Minister, and there is no reversal Friday. So you must pray with Banga Pons. Then Maufira in that meeting, you are saying something else. But you are from Limpopo, so I think you will be stronger than them. Thank you, Minister, for this. And as I said, the portfolio committee will endorse. They will also get a letter from our side as well. Whatever that is taking place, we expect that the portfolio committee be informed. Thank you a lot, Minister. We will continue with the...
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Chairperson, just to say your observation is correct in terms of the composition of the board. In fact, we have also observed that, you know, when you constitute board, you need to bring those expertise. Mm. People with managerial expertise, accounting, so on, because they are managing institutions. So when we constitute the new board, we'll take that into account. So I can
Minister, by Monday, there is no council board. Monday. On the, what is the date? Maybe I should put it in. So there is no council board on Monday. Thank you. There is fresh tea. Can we have it for 5 minutes and then we continue with the bill? Thank you.
We started the British kitchen. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.